Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into this week's Apples to Apples. And Dad, before you interrupt me,
I wasn't going to. I'm so busy, I can't interrupt.
Yeah, that's probably true. Busy with what? I mean, what else do you have to do?
Well, I mean, we had to furnish a home again. Went to the furniture store, and the last time we had bought furniture from the same store was 35 years ago. It's got to be some sort of record of most time between purchases, I would think.
Okay, I'm bored with what you're busy with. Do you have anything more exciting?
Oh, well, no, that was just a fun fact. Yeah, baseball. I just literally walked in, starving, fading away. Got to eat something, but I'll put that off for the sake of the show. Trying to figure out how many people are going to say, God, you were completely right about Kirk Cousins. He's a greedy bastard and was never going to sign with the Vikings. But no one to this day has said that, but that's okay.
I think there are people.
You might want to mark the time right there in case you need to bleep it out for the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
It's early enough. I'm not worried about finding it. If it was buried 42 minutes in, I'd have a bigger issue. But I think that one will be easy to find.
I might be able to leave that one. But yeah, no, that's good.
Now, I think you have to preface it with fat instead of greedy, and then maybe you can get away with it because it's a character. But the problem is
nothing.
Fat.
Nothing like opening up with "We Are Family" and then 2 minutes later saying that word.
Well, we close with "We Are Family." I don't know if you're listening to.
Sam listens to the show in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? You listen backwards?
You listen backwards? That's weird.
Yeah. Well, the ending's usually the best part.
True. Yeah. No. I should. I don't know why. I was.
I mean, you know why you said it.
That was wrong. I mean, I meant it, but I was wrong. I don't know if that's such a bad word, but he is. He's greedy. And you know what?
Hold on. Once See, again, this is the problem. This is what I was saying. Before you interrupt me, I knew you were going to want to jump all into this stuff. I have a few other things I want to talk about first.
Oh, go ahead.
We have a lot of NFL.
Just remind me to talk about how Pat Mahomes, once again, is not being greedy and helping.
Okay, that's different. I knew you were going to say that.
That's one of many guys.
Never mind.
Their team.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
Pat Mahomes does nothing in that scenario. It's a lever that the team pulls, and actually the Vikings did it last year. The only difference is, since Mahomes is still on the team, they can just add it to the next contract that he inevitably signs. The problem with Kirk is eventually he's not on the team. If they would have re-signed him, they would have been able to do it again. Like,
I stand by my statement that's going to be deleted.
No, I actually do. I agree with that. But the Pat Mahomes thing is not, no pun intended, apples to apples. Brady taking less money at multiple times throughout his career. Rodgers taking the pay cut to go to the Jets. That stuff is what you're saying. The Mahomes thing is not. Okay. The Mahomes thing is just a contract structure that we've used with Kirk, I believe, twice. And the first time we didn't think about it because we extended him. And then it's like on the breast of the contract.
Good luck to Atlanta, because even though I would have kept him, that he's got issues.
Can we wait? I have other things I want.
Yeah, go. I don't know why you're waiting.
Partially, because you won't let it go.
Oh, well,
we got plenty of time to talk about it. We have 57 more minutes, probably 55 when I'm done telling everybody how to find us, because I was very, very unprofessional, forgot last week, so I have to make sure I do it this week. That's why I said before you interrupt me. I have to tell everybody, you found us one way or another, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever. Pick your favorite. That's not necessarily the one that's important, but if you want to listen that way, please go listen. But if you are in the Minneapolis Twin Cities area, you need to make sure you go find us on WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio. We are live every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time. We also conclude your Saturday night live Sunday, 1 a.m. Central on WFNU 94.1 FM in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. You can also find us streaming live on their website, WFNU.org, and also live and on demand, you like that, in their app. Go search WFNU. In your app store, you'll see it. Logo, as I always say, frog in a record. Great logo, Frogtown. You guys get it. We are a proud member of the family. I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but it's a great family. Tons of great shows, especially if you are local to the Twin Cities and or Minnesota. Although I guess if you're local to Twin Cities, it's also automatically Minnesota. But even if you're not specifically within the Twin Cities, still great news, music, everything in between, and the cornerstone of the station, as we know, brought to you by Highland Popcorn, Connor's Corner. Dad, what's going on with Connor?
Well, this week's show, we're finally back together live after about 30-some days. I'm not going to let you know if we're in the studio or in a on a location. You're going to have to tune in to find out, but we're back together.
Why, you haven't recorded it yet? We are recording early in the week.
Yeah, because I don't know where we're going to be at yet. Sure.
So I have two things I want to open with, one of which I find fascinating and hilarious. The other, I think I have to take Sam's side on something. The first is we're not going to talk much, if any, Twins today, but our rivals from a few hours southeast on the south side, the Chicago White Sox, they're a bit of a mess organizationally. I think we can all agree on that, correct?
Sure.
They hired a new coach. He was asked today if he thought Dylan Cease, their best pitcher, would be the opening day starter. Do you want to know what he said about it?
They're having a tryout?
No. He said, and I quote, I got to make sure I find the full quote. Here it is. Pedro Grifol on if he still thinks Dylan Cease will be the White Sox opening day starter. Now, the context is there are some trade rumors, but ignore that for a second. Quote, I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to know that? I don't know what's going to happen out there. I don't know where other teams are, what their urgency is. End quote. They asked the manager if a guy was going to open up the season.
Yeah, what is he even talking about?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? I mean, if anyone's going to know, it's you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid point.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious because
he's off to a good start,
right? I know. I think they actually got the management worse with this guy. It's entirely possible.
And what does that even mean?
Well, he's saying he doesn't know if these teams are going to go and trade for him before the opening of the season. But why wouldn't you just say if he's here, it's him? Right.
I would just say yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Usually you, no matter if he's going to get traded, you say, well, he's our best pitcher. Yes, he is.
Right.
Started. As of now, he's starting.
Yeah. There's like a million ways to answer that question, and he answered it in probably the one way you probably shouldn't answer. How am I supposed to know? That is a pretty hilarious thing for a manager to say.
Objective. Yeah, that's not a good start, as you're, especially of a Chicago team. Jesus.
Okay, that was one. I thought that was, I saw that 2 seconds before we came on air. I thought that was very funny. Second, we are in the heat of championship week, heading into championship weekend for college basketball. We spoke last week. I think we set the line at 2.5 wins for all of our teams collectively.
That was the line.
No, 2.5 was the line. I think Sam and I went under. Dad, you went over, if I recall.
No, God, no. I would never go over.
Okay, I'll have to check the tape. I don't remember.
There's zero chance I would ever go over.
I think you thought Santa Clara would win 2.
No, yeah, I know.
He said Santa Clara would win 2. I don't know if that meant.
And I thought
he
may
have said 0.
Oh, wait, I thought you were talking about the Minnesota teams. I flat out went over. Yes.
Yeah, no, Georgetown, Santa Clara, Minnesota.
Yeah, I went over.
Yeah, you did. Well, we got one from Santa Clara thus far. Very convincing.
Which I heard made a lot of people money in the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, we were actually, mom's not my, I don't know who mom is. Dad, your roommate's favorite mini golf place.
Yeah.
They opened one in New York.
They did?
Uh-huh. We went to opening weekend. We didn't even realize, like, I was wondering why I hadn't seen a lot of marketing for it. Soft opening. We were like some of the only people in there. They treated us like kings.
It was indoors?
It's indoors. They have a rooftop bar. The actual mini golf is indoors.
Oh.
But a convincing win for Santa Clara over San Diego got us one. And now where I think I have to take Sam's side is Santa Clara comes out Monday against St. Mary's. And
I was expecting bigger things.
I don't know why you were. Well, they laid an egg, to put it lightly.
They've laid an egg against St. Mary's all year. They don't. That's horrible game planning. There's no effort amongst the players, which has to come from somewhere.
So,
but I'll let Drew talk because you don't need to hear me rant.
No, I kind of want. I mean, I want your perspective on it. So I'm not a. I don't know the ins and outs of the Santa Clara program and roster, but what I can tell you is, St. Mary's had some guy. I don't even remember his name. Forward. I don't even know if you really call him a center because he's not that tall. Probably a power forward. You call him, plays the four. Just eating them alive. Eating them alive. Like, wouldn't miss down low. Got every rebound. Whatever. Santa Clara has a 7 foot tall guy. He played 16 minutes in the game, while some other guy, who I have no idea why he was out there, got torched by this guy nonstop on every possession. I mean, this he could do nothing. It was some of the crazy. It was. I'm sitting there. I texted Sam. I go, why won't her put that guy back in? Sam was like, he loves playing this guy, and he absolutely sucks. And I can confirm.
That you were a basketball coach. I don't think you coached this year. You maybe take a year off. If a guy on the other team has 21 points and he's 7 for 10 from 3, so I know your math isn't your strong suit, but that means every single point he's made has come from the three-point line.
May I interject quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not just every single point. Every single shot. There was not a two-point shot that came off this guy's hand.
What do you think you should do?
If I'm against the guy?
Yeah.
I would hang on. Let me think. Okay. I don't know if this is right, but I would probably try. It's so confusing. I would probably try to take the three-point shot away. I don't know. Yeah, right?
That would probably be smart, but that's not what Hall of Fame and NCAA Hall of Fame coach Herb Sendek would do. But I also don't fully blame him because the players weren't even trying to guard him because, I mean, they must not.
I got that right. Yeah.
In my opinion, yes, but I'm not a Hall of Fame NCAA coach like Herb Sendek.
No, he was 6 of 6.
By the way, what Hall of Fame is he in?
Everyone calls him a future Hall of Fame coach, yeah. So I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's future, not current. He, this guy Sam's talking about, he looks like you think he looks, considering he didn't take anything but a 3-point shot. He was 6 of 6 from three. He had 18 of St. Mary's first 31 points, and they just, it was over. In that moment, it was probably over. I actually think you guys got it close again, man, but it was a matter of time. One other complaint about Herb, and then I'll let Sam close out our Herb Sendek discussion for the day. Santa Clara's got this guy. He's got an extra name in there, but Adama Alpha Ball? Is
that the name? Yeah, Adama Alpha Ball.
Yeah, he's probably their most talented player. Best is probably not the right word because he's very streaky, it seems. But he's probably their most talented player. He
definitely
played some of the worst basketball I have ever seen in the first half. Just disinterested. I think he airballed like 3 straight shots, trying to shoot like 18-foot runners. It was insane. He ended the night 1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3 with a turnover. He led the team in minutes played. While some other guy, who I have no idea who he is, this Hammond kid, couldn't miss, was probably playing the best out of anybody. A casual 19 minutes for Mr. Hammond. I don't have the plus minus in front of me because ESPN doesn't have it, but I bet it's pretty lopsided in his favor. I'm not asking you to play the bench guy 34 minutes instead, but like 27, 28, and then the other guy 27, 28 maybe. I mean, it was pretty insane to watch.
Yeah, no. So unlike the last 2 years where Jalen Williams and Brandon Przemski's draft stock skyrocketed at the end of the year. Ball was projected first-round pick at the start of the year. He's an Arizona transfer, so a lot of talent coming out of high school. I mean, to go to Arizona. And kudos to Herb for getting him to come over. But maybe there's a reason Arizona let him go, because every single big game and big moment, or I shouldn't say big moment, because he made the shot against Gonzaga, but that shot against Gonzaga convinced people that he played well that game. But every single good big game against Gonzaga or St. Mary's or San Francisco, well, he sat out against San Francisco because he magically got hurt. He put up goose eggs. I mean, 1 for 7. I think he's like 3 for 16 against Gonzaga. I mean, the other St. Mary's game, he may have had 4 points. But if you actually, and then Gonzaga, when we beat him, he made the last shot. So everyone thought he was going to be first round pick again. But if you actually watched the game, he was horrible. And if he wasn't on the court, we would have beat Gonzaga by 15. So I think it's safe to say we won't have another first round pick anymore. But he did not play well.
I like this Carlos Marshall kid. Does he need to transfer? Because I know a team that could use somebody like him.
Yeah, he played well last year too. It definitely, he's becoming a lot better this year. And our starting guard Nappers was out, so I let Marshall blossom a little bit. I mean, I would like to keep him. I don't even know what year. Well, I can't even keep track of how many eligibility years these guys have anymore.
He's got at least one COVID year. I think we're in our last. I think he's in the last class of COVID guys. He went to Tennessee State for 2 years. Then he's been in Santa Clara for two. So I'd assume he's got one more left.
So if you're, I think George Shum probably is a better, actually I can guarantee they have a better recruiting class. So I'm down to give my good guys to you in hopes of one of our teams going to the tournament, because I know we won't.
We have the number 17 recruiting class next year, and that does not include a guy who is top 100 but reclassed into 2023 and redshirted. If you include him in the 24 class, we probably have a top 10 class and a lot of money to spend on transfers, because really that's all that matters anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
We have some good talent.
You know what happened to me today? Not about furniture. Actually, it pertains to sports and college sports. I found myself 1,000% agreeing with a man that I never thought I would agree with on anything, Nick Saban. Are you familiar with what he said today?
NIL in college football?
Yeah, how...
So, can I have a rebuttal.
Okay, I haven't really said it
yet.
He
just got mad because he couldn't... He wasn't the only one doing it.
I was going to say I agree with him that it has ruined college sports, but I also disagree that...
Well, I don't feel sorry for
him. It made college football better because it got Nick Saban out.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
He's right about everything
he said, but I find it hard to believe that he was never doing these things.
Oh, he probably before they were. Okay. I guess maybe I agree with his wife more, who said to him, "Why are we had all the players over for breakfast with their parents, and said, "Why are we doing this? All they care about is how much we're paying them."
No, none of them are wrong about this stuff.
And it's a fair question.
There's a few of them I find it a bit hypocritical.
I have almost no interest in college sports anymore because of all this, because it's just this. And you're right. I guess maybe I had even more. I probably had more interest when I knew Alabama was cheating. I just didn't know about it. Now that I know they're doing it and the money that's being made, I was better off not knowing what was being paid to these guys.
Right. Right. I think that's
ridiculous. We talked about it a little bit last week. There's Gophers already talking about leaving. They're still finishing the season. It's ridiculous.
There's claims that guys are sitting out their conference tournaments because they're just going to transfer and they don't want to get hurt.
Exactly.
They don't claim that that's the case, but.
But they are. Jeez, ridiculous. But okay.
So if I can close with
Who won? Was it over or under? Did we get there?
Well, Minnesota and Georgetown haven't played yet. Georgetown plays tomorrow. I'll be on location at MSG. The triple header, the Big East Wednesday triple header.
Oh.
It is some. Do they
play Providence or something?
They do. Georgetown plays Providence. Big East Wednesday is some of the most chaotic basketball you can buy a ticket for, because you get a ticket for three games. It's the six teams that didn't get a bye. So it's teams 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I guess it's 7 through 12. And at least one of them ends up winning a second game just because they played the night before, and you get three games. Start at 4, tip off of the first games at 4, tip off of the last games at 9, all at MSG, one ticket. There's not a better ticket in college basketball, if you ask me.
You know what's ironic about this bet, now that I think about it? Full disclosure, I really wasn't listening to you earlier. No, I'm just kidding. I might lose this bet because the Gophers finished in a higher seed than they should have. If the Gophers are the 11th, what are they, 9?
I will let you know. By the way, I talked about they are 9. I talked about this last week, so yeah. I know you weren't listening.
No, I was listening. I'm saying, I'm agreeing. If they finish 10, I have two, the Gophers have a shot. What?
You needed them at 11.
I needed them at 11.
Your point is valid, but I don't think it was really.
I think they could have been 11, though.
I'm checking the final standings.
Either way, I'm probably.
They could have been 11. 1, 2, 3,
you're right,
4, 5,
right. They
six,
could have been 11.
8, 9.
If they're 11, I have a better
they
chance.
They were tied. 9, right. 10, and 11 were all 9 and 11. So they easily could have been 11.
I have a better chance. If they were 11, I might have had a better chance of winning a couple games. Now we're done because it's.
Oh, we play Michigan State, who kind of sucks this year. But
okay, but then they play Purdue. No chance.
You need one win from each team. I don't know if you're going to get it.
I don't think so. We never beat Michigan State, so we're not.
Well, Izzo and March, I don't want to mess, but even though the team sucks.
I agree.
So if I could close the Herb send that conversation with a comparison, and I think you'll both agree with
me. I appreciate this. Is refreshing probably for the listeners to hear someone else complain about it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've watched Santa Clara before, but like, how do I put this? I don't think I've ever watched them with like expectations. And I didn't know if they were going to beat St. Mary's, but I'm like, they're sharp. They've been playing. They had the day off. Like, they should compete. They just were never even close.
All jokes aside, I think St. Mary's is the best team in the conference this year, and better than Gonzaga. I know Gonzaga set it down.
And how is that possible?
St. Mary's returned 3 starters.
Randy Bennett.
They're legit.
It's amazing St. Mary's can be good in basketball.
They recruit all the, like half their teams, like, from a different country. Like, they just have, like, cornered that market. Mm-hmm. And they have guys who stay, yeah. Let me see if I can find their roster and where they're all from. Herb Sendek, to me, in many ways, is basically like P.J. Fleck. Because he elevates your program to a point where you're kind of consistently better than you have been in a long time. So you kind of take that for granted at some point. But then also, and he recruits probably a bit above his weight class in many ways, which you don't really understand why or how. But the second the ball is tipped or the ball is kicked, you're like, have you ever watched a game of this sport before? Like, I find them to be very similar coaches, but minus the whole, experience thing. But here's your St. Mary's roster. I'm just going to read straight down. Australia, Utah, Lithuania, Vegas, Seattle, Australia, California, 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 Australia, California, Australia.
So they're from there. Every one of them is from another country.
Except for, like, there's, like, 4 guys from California.
That's, like, another country.
That's, yeah. Their best player is from Lithuania. They're the guy that shot the lights out against Santa Clara is from Australia. Where's that Saxon guy? He's from Seattle. Okay. That's what I was saying. They've just got this cornered. Okay. Anything else in championship weekend? We'll have to talk March Madness next week. Bracket will be.
Oh, that's right. No, I mean, it'd just be nice to once have a relevant basketball team, but I guess none of us can do that, so.
Yeah, Georgetown women put up a fight, at least.
They did, well.
Not.
I mean, they had talk about no business being there, but it's a pretty incredible story, though. I mean, I don't know. There's probably
also, most people. Is Kim Mulkey the most hated coach in basketball?
Oh my god.
Oh man, that was bad. All you got, like, I found it. It's an inappropriate comment in the first place, but to then specifically single out one player who's already like kind of controversial, like,
both.
I don't know if that.
Flage and the other, I can't remember her name. Flage and Angel Reese are both controversial.
I know, and she's like, I wish she would have pushed Angel. Like, why are you implying?
Yeah, I don't get that.
She would have beat her up, and she should have been in the fight. Like. It's one thing to just say, like, I wish you would have picked on someone her own size. Still kind of inappropriate, but whatever. Just get up there like Dawn Staley and apologize. But like,
and how about the idiot brother jumping in? I mean, if my sister was 7 feet 12, I think she can take care of herself.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
It was ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, Georgetown women.
Best thing that ever happened to women's basketball, by the way.
I was talking to somebody about that.
They should all be commended.
Yeah. A lot of things have kind of all coincided in the gain in popularity. And, like, obviously, Caitlin Clark's a big part of it, but we've had superstars.
We had her here. We had her. Oh, the Clark heads or whatever they're called. They were in town.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
I think, Dad, the person you live with, I think, is a massive Clark head. I talked to her on the phone for maybe 45 minutes on Saturday, and I think 30 of it was spent talking about how Caitlin Clark is in Minneapolis.
Really?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She never mentioned that to me once.
Yeah, it was, well, she probably just, I guess Tom Brady to you is Caitlin Clark to me when talking to her.
I've never heard her mention, that's weird. I've never heard her mention her. Interesting.
We're more of a Sabrina Ionescu household over here.
Who?
She's the girl that did the 3-point contest against.
Oh, Denver. She's from Oregon, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's like better.
She's on your New York.
She is, and I think she's better than Caitlin Clark. She's not the scorer. I mean, you're comparing like.
Well, LeBron, what happened to our girl Paige?
She's first off. If we want to talk a bit of NBA, WNBA, I'll say it right now, Paige Beckers will be a better WNBA player than Caitlin Clark, and I completely agree. Caitlin Clark is an incredible scorer. She can shoot the lights out from wherever, whatever. You put high-level players like around
her
one.
That much, I agree.
Exactly. They're going to guard her all over the court. Like, she's not going to have these advantages she has, whereas Paige Beckers is not only an incredible scorer, she is an incredible defender. She can pass the ball as well as anybody. And that's how Sabrina is, too. Like, you're comparing, I don't know who is a good, like, who's someone in the NBA? It's like, that's just a scorer. Like, I don't want to say Durant because that's, I mean, maybe KD, like, but he's so good. Yeah. It's kind of not quite fair. But, and I don't know the like, best comparison otherwise. Because like LeBron's a bit too dramatic, but you know what I mean. Like they're just more complete players. And actually, my roommate is a bit upset that Sabrina, in retrospect, didn't get the support that Caitlin Clark's getting. I said, well, there's other that she has better foils, antagonists in the league now, and TikTok and like all of that honestly helps. Like there's recognizable faces, you know, just wasn't there before.
Right.
So
that's true.
But yeah. I don't know. I think Indiana's got the number one pick.
By that. I'm stunned by the news that my roommate. I literally not one word to me about it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to ask her about it.
Fair enough.
I don't know if Paige Buckets has declared for the draft yet.
I think she said she's coming. No, she absolutely the opposite. She said she's coming.
She said she's coming back, right? Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we have to be bad for one more season.
What do you think, if the Lynx had a number one overall pick, does Paige declare for the draft?
I think so.
Yes, she has to. The WNBA would make her.
I think if they had the number two pick, she would have done it. Because they knew Indiana. Because they knew Indiana would take Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Why is she returning? I don't understand it.
Actually. I'll give you one guess. I'm looking at a WNBA mock draft.
Well, they probably make more money in college now.
Probably true, yeah.
So I had this argument with someone the other day. Like, some of them do, for sure. Like, people that, you know, aren't as – you're not as familiar with. Someone like Caitlin Clark, whatever her endorsement deals that she's getting through NIL, she's going to get them
– Gatorade, maybe?
She, what, all of a sudden Gatorade's not going to sponsor her when she's in the WNBA?
No, they're gonna agree. Be bigger. I don't get it.
She's going to get a shoe. She's going to get everything. She's going to get actual, like, jersey sales she'll profit from. Like, she's going to make so much more money from endorsements. Like, where that's true, you know, is the guys who are going to be two-way players that, you know, are only going to make their base salary or whatever. Like, these stars are going to make
personality.
More money.
Like, I think Paige has a better personality. But so why did Paige go back? You're saying it had to do with who was drafting second?
No. I was just saying, I think if the Lynx also were second, she would have come out because we. Like,
oh, I agree. I'm still trying to figure out why she didn't come out. I mean, you don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Probably because she knows she can maybe guarantee being the number one pick. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll give you guys one guess, and then we'll move on. Who is in the CBS WNBA mock draft from 12 hours ago? I'll give you one guess who the Lynx are slated to take at pick 7.
That would mean that I would know 7 college women basketball players.
You don't have to know 7 college players to answer this question. Because
Angel Reese.
Correct.
What?
I mean,
we need a center. We need a big woman.
But she's not higher up than 7?
Well, 1 is Caitlin Clark. 2 is Cameron Brink, who plays for Stanford, who is incredible as well.
But okay.
She's really good.
Very good.
My neck of the woods.
This one, so ironically, this is an older one from before Paige Buckets declared. Oh. She's on here, which then bumped Angel Reese to 8. So let me find the other one I was just reading. Here it is.
Weird.
3 is Rakia Jackson out of Tennessee. Anyone out of Tennessee's got to be good. Then Camilla Cardoso, who's the South Carolina girl.
I was about to say, that's a South Carolina girl.
Yep, and then J.C. Sheldon, who I'm not familiar with, out of Ohio State. And then Aaliyah Edwards, who's actually hurt for UConn right now. She didn't play the other night against Georgetown. And then Angel Reese. And then,
are there awards given for podcasts? Because I have to believe what you just said and the amount of time we just spent has to win us some sort of an award.
For what?
Talking this much WNBA.
Oh, there's WNBA specific podcasts out there. We don't even scratch this. Yeah.
There are.
But it's International Women's Month, writers. So
it was day the other day, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna even say what I'm gonna say. Okay. Well, that's when we're all very much for International Women's Year.
I found a second WNBA mock draft that
Oh my god, where are we at?
With Angel Reese, it looks more. Oh, this one's got us taking the LSU guard.
All jokes aside, I think Angel Reese might be the worst fit for the Minnesota Lynx that you could have.
She doesn't seem like her and Cheryl Reeve would get along very well.
She's not that good.
No, I don't think she is actually either. Also, we do need
Haley Van Lith forward center. Plummeted,
who?
This year.
Who?
Van Lith, the star guard last year at a Louisville, transferred to LSU to win a championship, has 5 points a game this year.
Yeah, I do know that story.
Smart decision.
We don't really have a forward or a center or anything anymore. Like, we could use someone like that. I just don't think she's a...
Yeah, at what point is Cheryl Reeve a fraud? When she doesn't have...
I think it's...
She's Maya
Moore. What do you mean? They won way more games last year than they had any business winning.
They did?
They were like 500, and Collier missed the whole season, basically.
Okay.
A pizza.
Yeah. Fee.
They call her Fee?
They call her Fee. Well, her name's Nafisa. I mean, it's like calling me Drew. Oh. It's not that different.
Oh, that's true. We were going to name you Nafisa, but...
We should have.
Just decided not to at the last.
Oh, so maybe it was 2 seasons ago she missed the whole season? And now I'm maybe mixing up seasons.
She had a baby.
Oh, pregnant. Yeah,
her baby's driving now. That's how long ago it was, but no.
Speaking of Fee, did you see we can call our wild guy Hootsie or Hoosie?
What? We have
our
a new
Russian
player.
Wild guy Karat.
We have a Russian wild guy. Where the heck did we get him from? The Wild still play, by the way?
Yeah, did you not see what they did the other day?
Yeah, by the way, we got to talk about it. Is that not the single dumbest rule I've ever heard? Then you know what? If we win, the other team shouldn't get a point.
I had the same thought, actually. I had the same thought.
My roommate and I discussed that, too.
They do it because they don't.
Why do they do that?
He's a hockey guy, and he said it first, even.
They do it because they don't want you just to play with, like, a man up with essentially no penalty. Like, no.
Isn't that a disadvantage? Why should they care?
What do you mean?
Why would the NHL care?
Playing
if
a 4-on-3, like, the assumption is you'd win the faceoff or you'd gain the puck, and then you have a 4-on-3 advantage, which you score at like an insanely high rate.
Okay,
so the thought
well,
is
whatever.
To just do it every.
So then the other team can do it and it's back to 4-on-4. I mean, I think that's that's micromanaging. I think.
I'm just telling you why they do it. You asked.
No, I'm not blaming you. I get it. I just think that's just micromanaging. But the fact that you get a point taken away is crazy. Like I said, if it works, then the other team shouldn't get a point. And by the way, it worked, but the extra guy almost had nothing to do with the play.
Well, I think it's about taking up space. But yeah, I don't know enough about hockey to know how much impact
it
had.
That play looked – the weirdest part is I literally flipped it on for overtime. And then saw
it was a rare day where both Minnesota's – sports teams in the winter were on national television on the same day.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, one team is completely going the other direction because, you know, what's weird? Last show, I actually was going to say this is. I don't care if you guys don't have to believe me, but I think you know me well enough. I was actually going to say it's about time for Cat to get hurt, and I decided I wasn't going to do that so I wouldn't jinx him. So now I'm starting to believe. That with Cat, you can't jinx him. It's just going to happen. But yeah, I almost said it last show and I didn't. And literally, it was that night, I think, right?
Yes, it was that night.
Sheesh.
We got to be brief on the Cat thing because then we got about 20 minutes to talk about NFL free agency. But
let's just NFL.
The Cat thing is one thing to happen. Like, it sucks. I actually sort of feel bad for him because he's playing some of the best basketball of his career, in fairness.
Well, I feel bad for him.
No, I feel bad for all of them. I just meant him specifically. Like, but that's one thing. And then out of nowhere, the next night, like, four other guys were out. And all of a sudden, like, Luka Garza was playing 20 minutes on national television. Like, it was the most.
He wasn't that bad, was he?
He can't play a lick of defense. I mean, Anthony Davis had 30 rebounds. Like,
well, I mean, Anthony Davis might be halfway decent. I mean, geez. Like,
I understand, but like, I think there are other people that could have put a bit more of a fight.
The other teammates weren't really helping him get rebounds either.
I still contend we have an absolutely garbage coach, and if we had a better coach, we'd be better, but that's okay. I'm sorry. I don't care.
The we'd be better part is we were number one in the conference before
this
happened. So, I mean, you can't really be better.
No, actually we could, because with the amount of games that we've blown year after year with this jacket guy, we would have been way up in first place. Way too many losses to bad teams, way too many blown losses in the playoffs. He can't close games, and I'll stand by my statement.
At some point,
I know
a bit on the player of players too, but yeah.
Well, I mean, then why do coaches get fired?
Because they're the easiest ones to replace.
And why did GM's job? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot easier to replace one coach than six players.
I understand.
And he was like.
That's okay.
I think Finch has his issues for sure. Here's the reality, though. I don't think there's a lot of very good coaches in the NBA, period. There are too many teams every single night that blow double-digit leads and lose to bad teams.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair. Like, I don't want those guys either.
I think that's the landscape of the NBA right now. Like, good teams are going to lose to bad teams, and like, your teams are going to blow leads. Like, it just happens. Like, and it continues. Okay. It's just, I don't know. I think we live in an era of the NBA where there's a lot of talent in a good way and a bad way, in that good teams can beat anyone on any given day. But at the same time, like, they just like, the constant outside shooting, you know, you go cold on one day and then that's it. I think the refereeing is as bad as it's ever been. Like, there's just goofy stuff that happens.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
So I think it's just the reality we live in. Good teams are going to lose stupid games way more than they should. Okay. But I also think Finch has his issues. I agree with that. But just the other night, what was I texting about the other night when, like...
Well, let me ask you... Oh, no, never mind. It wouldn't be valid what I was about to say. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say we should...
I agree with you in the sense that I think Finch has issues closing games. But I think he does some other things pretty well, too. I mean, they have the number one defense in the league. Like, he deserves some credit for that, so...
Well, they also have 2 7-footers that he had nothing to do with, and Naz Reid. But that's okay. I get that.
Defender, and neither, and for his whole career, Cat wasn't a good defender, and all of a sudden he is when Finch has been his coach. So I don't know. I
think it's talk about how overrated David Vanderpool was.
I don't even know where he's at these days. That was wild, though.
Oh, he's on that
the
show.
Worst defense.
What do you mean he's on Vanderpool Rules or whatever that show is?
Isn't that Pump?
Vanderpump, yeah.
Okay.
David Vanderpool is currently an assistant on the Washington Wizards, which makes
sense. Oh,
yeah, well, they're doing well.
Yeah, they're maybe a worse franchise than the Timberwolves.
To this day, and then we really have to move on, I don't know if hiring Chris Finch midseason because he was Rosas's buddy was a good idea. It probably wasn't. And not even because he's like a – I mean, he's. I think he's not a great coach, and like they probably could have found someone better, but it's just a bad look. Like, what? If he turned out to be – Phil Jackson, it still would have been a inappropriate probably thing to do. But the whole idea that like Rosas, who himself is a minority, was racist because he overlooked the guy in charge of an awful defense never made sense to me. And the guy has never sniffed a head coaching job since and has been overlooked multiple times. Like I've never understood what that was all about. That was so dumb.
That's true.
Okay. Kirk's gone. No reason to really bury the lead. I think we previewed that pretty well last week. I think
months
we all
had ago.
That too. But I think we all sort of had an inclination that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, probably wisely they weren't going to pay him all that money. But I'll let you two give your lasting memories of Mr. Cousins and that and everything from there.
I'll go first. It'll be fairly brief. They could have offered Kirk Cousins $180 million. He was never, ever, ever signing with the Vikings, period. He's a greedy you-know-what, like I said.
I don't think
earlier.
That's true.
I do think that's true.
I think if the Vikings have given him the best deal, he would have signed it. You're right. He's greedy, but that's all it came down to.
I don't think he would have. I stand by my statement. So I don't blame them for not signing him. I don't think they could have. I also think that he still has only won one playoff game, so good luck to Atlanta. I don't think this. Are they better? Yes. Are they going to win a big game? Probably not. Honestly, and I think the biggest travesty of this whole thing is that we should have locked up Jefferson last year because I think this could be trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to. I only don't want to talk too much about the Jefferson thing because we have a lot of other things to talk about.
I just gave my opinion. We don't need to debate that.
I mean, I think part of the reason they had to hold off on the Jefferson thing was to figure out if they were going to be able to re-sign Kirk. I think that is sort of an order of operations thing to consider. But
Simone Biles has to move to Chicago now.
No, she's happy. You didn't see her?
No.
She wanted to live there?
She's happy because she doesn't have to do a connecting flight to watch her husband play.
Because she was in Green Bay. Good point. Okay, I'm glad she's happy.
Well, she never moved to Green Bay is what Sam's saying.
Let's get Sam's opinion because I want to give you a list of free agents and I want you to let me know why we wouldn't sign some of these guys. Go ahead, Sam, though, on your Kirk Cousins opinion.
No, I mean, I think Wesley played it perfectly. I mean, 2 years, 76, 78, whatever he offered him, there's no chance we should or we're going to offer him 4 for $180. So, I mean, I think he played it perfectly. He held his ground. He didn't make a dumb decision that would have cost franchise for years in the future. But, yeah, Kirk, we had a lot of good moments together. He was the perfect quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings because, like Dad said, he won one playoff game and was hated or was ridiculed by the media for being not that good in prime time, and that was what Minnesota did. But in order to get past the Minnesota history, we need to get rid of Kirk. So I'm happy, and I think Glessy's actually had a really good offseason, which we can get to in a bit. But yeah, I mean, the Kirk situation, I thought he played perfectly, and I'll miss him a little bit, but actually, will I miss him that much? No, because he won one playoff game.
That's exactly right.
I think that's a good encapsulation is kind of how I feel about it too. Like how I feel about the quarterback position in the NFL right now specifically, and I guess true when you had Brady too, but like if you don't have Mahomes or maybe like Josh Allen, like it or a rookie that you're trying to figure out if they're going to be great, like Stroud or whoever, like if you don't have one of those guys, it doesn't really matter which of the other 25 guys you have, because it's never going to be enough. Like, I don't know if Herbert's ever going to be enough. Hurts was almost enough. He wasn't. We've seen Lamar flame out. Like, all the other quote-unquote great quarterbacks right now just haven't been enough. So it's like, okay, if I can't have those two, three, four guys or have hope, which maybe we'll now have a little bit of at the quarterback position – he was a fun guy to root for, and he was an easy guy to root for. And I wish him success in Atlanta, except for when we play him. I'm sure he listens to the show and will hear this and will appreciate that. But like at the same time, it was 6 years of two playoff appearances and one playoff win. Like, what are we really that upset about? I think you can be nervous about what comes next. I think that's completely fair. But I don't think you can look at it as an isolated decision and think like, yeah, it was probably not the right idea. Because the other thing, too, is like this is the class. I mean, this is the quarterback class. Next year's doesn't look very good. I don't think the one after that, I mean, it's 2 years in advance, but doesn't look like it's going to be great. Like, this has been the class for like 2-3 years now that people have been talking about. So it's a good class to kind of take your shot in. And I think to Kwesi and the new front office's credit, you know, they're seeing their opportunity to really finally, after 2 years of sort of cleaning up Spielman's mess, which Dan and I were talking about a bit before, he's getting his chance to really put his fingerprints on the team, which, like you said, Sam, I think the offseason's been pretty good so far. I like what he's doing. They still have dead money that they're dealing with from Spielman's last debt ditch, like falling on the sword, if you will, before he was fired. So next year, I think, will be a huge, huge year for them in tons of ways. They'll have over like $100 million in cap space. I looked the other day. They have 8 guys under contract in the year of 2026, which is crazy.
Can I?
You got to get those right. But I think it was the right thing to say no. The only other thing I'm going to say about Atlanta specifically, and then we can go to someone else. Last year, do you remember how Atlanta was like, I'm not paying that for Lamar. Like, are you crazy?
Right.
They just went and paid Kirk more.
So yeah, no, I
what they're doing in Atlanta.
Can I give you a list of names and see if you would enjoy any of these players on the Vikings?
I mean, sure, but I don't know how many of them we could have afforded. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to give you the entire list of free agents right now, but what about Bobby Wagner?
I like Cashman. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
well, I'm not saying instead of adding to.
Well,
we don't need him though.
All right. How about cornerback Stephon Gilmore?
I think we're gonna get the Miami guy last year. Yeah.
What?
We're gonna get the Miami guy. We'll be fine.
I think Stephon Gilmore was fine.
Wait. What Miami guy?
The Miami corner is reuniting with Flores.
I thought that was like a okay. What about Chase Young?
I don't know. I don't find Chase Young to be that different than.
Okay, what about Clowney?
Same thing. I don't know.
They were both like, awful, by the way, yeah. The year.
Chase Young, you didn't even know was out there with the 49ers, really. Don't get me wrong.
I guess that's kind of true.
You're going
all by name recognition right now.
And to
like
be
Xavier
fair,
Howard. That's what I was talking about.
Good catch. To be fair, he was talking about Xavier Howard.
They're not getting him.
But like to your point, yes. If we added who we added and also added Chase Young and also added Bobby Wagner, yeah, that'd be incredible. But like,
what about Michael Hyde?
You don't have Micah Hyde.
Yeah, that's what I said.
at some point, you don't have the cap space to sign all of these guys. Like, I think they made their decisions. I like the decisions they've made. Bobby Wagner is low-key, like, almost 35 years old, I think. Like, at some point, you have to sort of also realize, like, we're resetting a little bit. I think Gilmore is approaching 35. Like, a lot of those guys, if you needed one season. You
get Kendricks back and Barr and get the band back together.
Talk about old. Oh, my God. I get what you're saying. If I need one season.
First of all, they will have $158 million in cap space in 2025.
That's what I just said. Were you listening?
You said over 100. 158.
Well, and no, I said in 2026, they only have 8 guys under contract.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but in 2025, they'll have.
Well, sure. I mean, that's not including, I think, like a Jefferson extension and stuff. But,
well, they're not, that's not happening.
So, yes, well, but that's my point. Like, at some point, you have to sort of try and get younger and take your stabs at guys next year. Like, what does Bobby Wagner do for you when you're trying to rebuild a team?
I don't know. But here's my – and then I'll let Sam go. I don't think we're trying to rebuild. I don't think you sign Aaron Jones for 1 year if you're trying to rebuild.
That felt out of spite, which I kind of like. But
okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, you also have to fill out a roster. You might as well fill it out.
Justin Jefferson, I've been saying this all along. I'm just going to say it. It's probably too late. I wouldn't jump the gun on – Sam, I've been on 17 teams, Darnold, but Justin Jefferson likes Justin Fields. I would have done it just to keep him.
I don't know how. Why do you think that?
He said it in an interview.
I don't
He absolutely said it in an interview.
Okay.
Once they got rid of
Cousins. I think that was like before the draft, though.
No, once they got rid of Cousins, that's who he would.
I'm sure he also likes his LSU alumna or LSU colleague, Jane Daniels, so.
Did you see that alleged trade? Was that true or not? The trade, the proposed
that was not
trade?
True.
That was a fake? True. Okay.
So I think Kwesi's done an incredible job this offseason. We're not completely rebuilding. We've got a better running back than we did last year. We've got our defense is already way better on paper, and we still have $30 million in cap space. We can go sign. We're going to sign a defensive back. As long as signs a defensive back, and then we could do what we do in the draft. I think the draft.
No, I don't have a huge
problem. We have to draft the quarterback. It is one of the best off seasons that Vikings GM's had in a good amount of
I just would have got a different quarterback than Darnold. I think he's awful, but I know.
Yes,
he's
Donald
not the answer, bad, anyways.
If you look at the other ones, Mariota got like $7 million. Jameis Winston got $9 million. All the other backup quarterbacks you're going to get are just as expensive.
I would have got Fields, period.
Also would have Fields, but if you're planning on trading up to draft a quarterback, you probably don't get Fields.
I don't know what they have to trade up, but I guess you're right.
Well, they wouldn't have had much if they had to trade for Fields. I mean,
well, Fields is going to cost them a third or fourth round pick.
That might be a useful pick to have. I don't think they're. I know you don't buy this excuse, which I find it a bit hypocritical because you freaked out when we traded in the division. I don't think Poles wants to trade him in the division. I just don't foresee him trading him in the division.
Didn't we trade with Chicago?
No, with Green Bay and Detroit, though. And you got
with Chicago like a year ago. I get that.
And so I just don't, because it's one thing to trade like mid-level draft picks and a fringe roster guy. That's whatever. A guy like Justin Fields, if that blows up in his face and he becomes a stud quarterback on the Vikings, he'll lose his job the next day. So I just don't think he's willing to risk that, which I sort of understand. I mean, don't know that for sure, obviously. I'm not in the conversations, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Drake May and the other guy. I think Drake May is a better rapper, but I guess one of those two guys is who we're getting. So
I cannot find a trade between the two teams.
Okay, maybe not. Well, they're going to get absolutely nothing for this guy. So
no, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah, I think
I'm not saying you're wrong. They should. I don't think he will from the Vikings. I think he will eventually from somebody, and the Vikings probably would have given more up. But I just don't. I don't
think a third or fourth round pick is we could afford to lose. I mean,
I don't. I don't think they will trade Field for a fourth round pick.
Not to us.
Well, what are they going to do, keep him?
No, I think they'll get a fourth or fifth probably from somebody else. I just do not think they would trade him to us.
I'd give him a third for him. I think he's worth it.
I don't think they're gonna give a second for him. So
yeah.
I think he's better than people grade him, but I mean,
I do too.
People, they're not gonna, they'll milk a third, fourth, maybe even a fifth out of him, or they'll do a fourth and give him a seventh or something weird like that.
We talked a bit about it last week. Like, at the end of the day, you are trying to pick the worst of plenty of evils with all of these guys. I mean, none of them are any good. That's why they're available. That's why they're constantly available. None of them are probably going to be your guy outside of, like, maybe Fields if he works out for more than a year max. Like, color me not bothered that we signed Darnold over those other guys Sam mentioned. Like, at the end of the day, any of them, it would have been like, oh, really? Like, he sucks. And it's like, well, that's fine. It's not.
Well, I guess my thing is,
if you, Fields would have been the only one, I would have been like, that's interesting. Let's see what he's got. But I just don't think it's realistic
for them
to trade him in the division.
I don't think you can. I don't think you move up to get the third or second, third or fourth overall pick a quarterback and not play him either. So I would have just gone with Mullins, I guess, as the backup. But whatever. I don't care.
I don't know. I mean,
I think Mullins
sucks. Still under contract. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they could have him if they wanted.
I think we have Mullins and Hall.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have Hall for like $12.
Well, Hall is just clearly another wasted draft pick, but whatever. By the way, are the Twins ever going to
save two? We can save $2 million by cutting Nick Mullins. He's on the roster, but we can save $2 million by cutting him.
Well, why don't we cut him and save the two because we don't need him at this point?
It probably depends if we draft a quarterback.
Even if we don't, I mean, Donald's going to play. We got Hall or whatever. I don't think, I mean, whatever happened, they didn't really give him another chance. I'm not saying it's good, but I don't understand what happened there.
How I feel about these guys a lot of times is like they watch them every day in practice. If they're not playing them, they probably know something we don't.
I wonder if we could get Josh Dobbs. He's good.
He's probably out there still.
He could be on his, 13th team in 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure Hall. I think the other thing, too, there's, like, a weird rule that at this point, like, only the top, like, 51 contracts that you have actually count towards the cap. There's a chance Hall and Mullins don't even count towards the cap. Their contracts are so low.
Yeah, right.
Salary cap rule for you. Right. So, anyways, I don't disagree with you on the Fields thing. I just don't think Poles is willing to trade him in the division. Now, I hope they can prove me wrong on that. I think it'd be fascinating to see what he could do. The only other thing I'll say is, like, I don't think Darnold's very good, but sometimes, you know, that guy's been in two of perhaps the worst situations in football. Maybe he has a Baker Mayfield like, you know, resurgence when he gets on a half decent team with a good offense.
Assuming Jefferson plays for the Vikings, but yeah.
He'll play.
We'll see.
He'll play. You kind of have to now. After that whole Le'Veon Bell thing, you kind of have to.
Oh,
if you don't play, they can just keep extend, like, your contract just keeps.
No, I get that. Yeah.
He'll play, but
will he try?
Well, yeah, we'll find out. I think he'll try because he wants to get a contract. But yeah.
Oh my God! Have you seen these really cool new shoes? The Trump 2024 shoes, tennis shoes.
Yeah, sweet.
With the 45.
Hold on.
If it wasn't him on it.
Yeah. Are they real? Because 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, SNL did a skit about Trump shoes.
Oh, they're called. It's from Proud Patriots.
No, they're real. He has actual shoes.
The number 45 on the inside. They're actually really cool. I mean, I'm not buying them. Trust me. I'm just saying they're really cool shoes. How much they are.
That's actually hilarious because SNL did a.
They did? Yeah, you're a big.
Well, I think they did it because he actually unveiled them.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Drew's a big SNL. Why can't I find out how much these cost?
They're I'm like curious. 400.
Oh, they're $60. They're $59.99.
He unveiled them for 400.
He did? I'm telling you, go on. I mean, I'm not because you want to buy them. It's, what site is this? It's the Proud Patriot site. Trump 2020.
The shoes are being sold as Never Surrender high tops for $399 on a new website that also sells other Trump branded shoes and Victory 47 cologne.
So these guys
for $99 a bottle.
So on this site they're $59.99. So
they're
what,
probably knockoffs.
They must
be. It's a fake website.
Only Trump would have knockoff shoes. That's pretty funny. Okay. Oh, the Eagle. Wasn't the Gardner Johnson guy on the Eagles?
Yes, and he was. It was not a peaceful divorce, if you want to call it that. He actually apologized to the fans.
He went to Detroit, right?
And then now he's going back, correct?
For $33 million. What am I? What a. By the way, once again, the Eagles just do whatever they want.
Well, they've lost a bunch of guys, to be fair.
Yeah.
They've lost a handful too. So they've replaced them, obviously, but they've
right.
I mean, Kelsey's gone. Another guy on their team retired. Who else significant left?
Oh, they retired. Well, they retired, and then
they retired.
They had two guys. I know. They had two guys.
Two guys retired. Yeah, and then Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
And then was it Huff? Was Huff on their team? That's safety.
Yeah.
He left, right? Or no, he signed out to the Eagles.
The Houston Texans, after the Joe Mixon trade, I think they have 92 players on their team right now. They're just sign everyone and trade and get trades. It's amazing. I didn't understand that. They cut Joe Mixon, and then I guess he was nice enough to say, "Fine, you can trade me instead." That was.
Well, I don't think they like actually traded him, or I mean, cut him because
they just said they did.
Well, I think
maybe
there's
not.
Certain days with which you cut guys because
oh, so when they found
cap implications, I think they like designated him that they were going to cut him. And then other teams found out, and then they called to try and make a trade.
Okay, that's it's probably exactly what happened.
Funny, because that happened a couple years ago. Somebody I don't remember.
So the Vikings got the guy from Houston, right?
Correct.
And then Houston got the guy from the Vikings, right? Should they just switch houses?
You'd think so. Although I
know where the Viking guy lives. By the way, he lives next door to someone you two know very well.
I think they said something like, "We signed both their players for the price of our player." Basically, like the contract's
True. That's probably true. He lives, believe it or not, he lives next door to Inge.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Although that's true, we got two guys from Houston, so that means they'd have to live together.
Well, one of them's probably got somewhere back here.
He can live at his mom and dad's, probably.
Yeah. I always thought he was good because didn't he get drafted by the Packers?
No, and the Giants, I thought.
I mean, it was the Giants. I knew it was somebody like not like, you know, like physically crazy, close or something.
Which is possible.
Jets.
Can we just take a quick, this is completely off subject, but I got home from baseball and I was so excited to talk to you two that I just have not had a chance to eat. You mentioned that my roommate and the other person that's home, it was at a movie. I texted twice to see if they would bring me White Castle. What are the odds that they actually bring me White Castle? I'm just curious. I'll say on the next show what it is. I mean, what happened? Do you two have an opinion?
Are we still here?
You've had no. I have not covered the recording. You've had no contact with them.
Nope. I sent the text 30 minutes ago.
I said it's a 25% chance.
Well, have you asked for popcorn as well?
No, they don't do that. I've tried that before, and they never bring popcorn. They won't go back out, so I didn't even try that.
Well, so the movie's probably going to get over like 11. They might be hungry. I'm going to go since you got the little one living with you, there might be like a 65% chance.
Okay.
It's a very, very long movie. I don't know if that works in
oh, it is?
Your favor.
Yeah. Well, it's White Castle is very, very long hours.
No, I'm saying, I just don't know if that helps.
I'm saying they might be hungry since it's a long movie, so that's why I went up.
Oh, good point. All right, well, on next show, we'll let you know. Is there any huge free agent moves that you guys were surprised by? I mean, other, I guess Cousins we knew.
It's a good question. I don't know if the Russ thing surprises me, but I am fascinated by it because I don't exactly think that's a Russell Wilson friendly environment in a lot of ways, which maybe that'll be good for him. I don't know. So that
he's so much better, even as bad as he is, than what they have.
No, it makes sense. That's what I'm saying. It's not about that. It's about like the receiving core stinks. I think their running backs stink. I don't know if Tomlin will put up with his crap. Like, he just doesn't fit in Pittsburgh.
Maybe he's beaten and he won't do this stuff anymore.
Maybe. The Eagles getting Saquon, I think, is the other one that I think, in a weird way, didn't shock me, but is significant, obviously.
So, I think us getting Aaron Jones is probably the most shocking.
Well, no, I think the revert. Well, yes, to couple that, the fact that they signed Josh Jacobs when they had Aaron Jones, I didn't understand. Right.
I mean, for like, well, how much did they end up signing? How much did they get him for?
We got Jones for $7 million.
We got Jones for seven.
Henry was $8 million per year. Jacobs was. I think Jacobs was $9 million because Henry was $16 million, 2 for $16 million. Jacobs was $1 for $7 million. Barkley was like $13 million.
I know we got Aaron Jones out of spite, but I feel like Henry was pretty cheap considering.
I think people are a little worried about Derrick Henry's like legs.
He's a year older than Jones. Jones, I feel bad for. He's never, and he probably went to the Vikings just out of spite because he's never been respected by the Green Bay. They've always given another running back.
How ironic they got rid of Dylan and then ended up getting rid of Jones.
They're paying Josh Jacobs $12 million a year.
Oh, jeez.
Josh Jacobs is good, and he's younger. I get that. But is he $5 million more a year better than Aaron?
I don't think he's – is he that much younger? Just a few years, right?
Three years.
3 years.
Which is – I mean, it's basically the difference in contract length.
Well, that's only one less than Barkley.
Yeah.
But I guess Barkley has injury issues.
It's an interesting way to spend your money, I guess.
I was kind of fascinating how we knew Hunter was gone, but we just traded guys. Like, what?
Yeah. It is true. I think it's fascinating, like, which teams just do, like, nothing, you know? Oh, how about the weird Jerry Jeudy trade? That, like, slid under the radar, too. Jerry Jeudy's now on the Browns? Like, why would Denver trade Jerry Jeudy?
Okay, help me understand something else. Cleveland just signs. They're another team that their salary cap must mean nothing to. I don't understand how they just keep getting guy after guy after guy when you're paying your quarterback an insane amount of money, like 70, 80 million this year. I don't know how they keep.
The only guys they've gotten are Jeudy. They signed Jameis to whatever.
The defensive ends that they've gotten.
If you include Jameis, they've and Jeudy, they've signed three.
No,
guys.
Not this year, but what they've already got. Yeah,
I'm sure at some point, you know, it'll come back to bite them.
What do you mean they signed Za'Darius Smith like $3 million?
Yeah, that's the one guy. That's my point. Jameis, Jerry Jeudy, and Za'Darius Smith.
No, I feel like they got.
They signed.
I'm looking at
Vikings. I'm looking right now.
I feel like they got a punter. Vikings signed a kicker?
Yeah, I apparently got a boot. He was like the XFL kicker.
The Tony Romo's son.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
John Parker Romo or something.
Oh, so we're going to the XFL for our kickers. That's good.
But yes, I think Dallas has signed a long snapper and nothing else. Why wouldn't you just run it all back?
I don't understand. I mean, they basically got rid of Elliott for Pollard. Never used Pollard. I'm not even blaming Pollard for it. They barely used him. He's gone. By the way, good luck at Tennessee. That's
maybe one spot. How about the other thing with Atlanta? Is Darnell Mooney really worth $13 million a year?
Oh, my God. That's the piece. That's the final piece of the puzzle, apparently.
I
couldn't believe that. With Tyler Boyd out there, there's all these other guys out there.
T. Higgins is begging to be traded.
Yeah, right, right.
Literally begging. Literally begging to be traded.
We'll take him. I mean,
Seattle has not signed anybody new. They've re-signed two guys. That's it.
By the way, I don't know who runs the Giants, and I hate the Giants, so I'm glad they're idiots. But they chose Daniel Jones over Barkley last year, so that's why Barkley was mad and left. And now they're cutting Jones. Great.
I don't think they're actually going to cut him.
Well, the Giants are paying
they're releasing him
$40 million, and they're paying a defensive end $30 million.
Yeah, they're releasing him on June 1st. It says.
I saw that. I don't know if that's true. Well, I think that's a.
You don't believe Wesley Steinberg?
No, I do not believe Wesley.
Why? Because he's Jewish. He's a Giants insider, for crying out loud. A loving husband.
On March 11th,
and a loving husband
said that,
and father.
And on March 11th.
And believer in Christ.
And March 11th. Yeah, there you go. March 11th, he signed that the Eagles are signing Xavier McKinney. I don't know if anyone told him it's actually Green Bay.
Well, I mean, he's not perfect.
I don't know. I can't figure out if he's real.
But no one else has
reported it. And the only thing I'll say is I'm pretty sure I saw that if they cut him, it's like $70 million in a cap hit.
Well, it'd have to be.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. But.
Well, I mean, what's the difference if you keep him for $70 million or get rid of him for $70 million, he's never playing again? Would you take – so, it's, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's stupid to take him. But are there any of these quarterbacks you would take other than the first two, I guess, that we know aren't going to be available?
What do you mean?
In the draft?
Yeah.
I would take any of the first four.
I honestly think Caleb Williams is way overhyped, so I don't want him.
Well, I forget him in the LSU.
But we're not getting him.
Yeah.
Well, I think they think most people, at least from what I've seen so far, have May ahead of Daniels. I know you disagree with that, but like if you're talking about top two, like May would be the more consensus number two. I think Sam's got an interesting point about Caleb Williams. We'll have to talk more about it as we get close to the season. But there's something up there that I can't quite put my finger on.
I agree. I'm not convinced.
He's immensely talented. There's no doubt. But
there's no way he can. There's no way he can be as good as they've been saying for the last 2 years. Now. We'll get right back to it, but I don't really care. But someone needs to tell the Carolina Panthers to stop signing wide receivers because you don't have anyone to throw to them. Deontay Johnson.
Poor Deontay.
Well, he's getting $10 million. He'll never get hurt because they're not going to throw the ball to him. They can't. Wow.
Do you think Thielen called Kirk after? And they're just joking about how much money they're taking to Thielen actually was almost worse than Kirk because Thielen said it wasn't about money, then went to Carolina and claimed he's because they thought they could win a Super Bowl. Do you remember that whole thing?
Yeah, that was maybe the single dumbest thing that any human has ever said. And on any topic, any subject in the entire world.
No one was asking him to say that.
What?
No, like no one asked him to say it. He could have just been like, agreeing with, yeah. "Believe in and this team, includes, blah blah blah, whatever." He said they think he could win the Super Bowl.
That my just statement just now also includes some of the politicians we've had the last several years. No statement was ever dumber than him saying he went there because they could win a Super Bowl. They absolutely had no chance to win a Super Bowl. Bizarre.
At least Kirk, yeah, implied money was involved when he was like, it's about the structure. It's like, okay, that kind of just means money in a different way. Like, I appreciate that.
Oh, by the way, Atlanta has absolutely no chance of winning, but still a bigger chance than Carolina ever did.
Infinitely bigger chance.
Right.
And by the way, St. Mary's is up 11 in the second half against
Kentucky. I know, I got it on behind me.
I can't.
Hart is so bad.
Oh, what? He transferred out of Creighton. I think it's the best thing that could have happened.
I think it's time to get fire Gonzaga's coach.
I think he's mailed it in a little bit.
If they don't fire him after he gets a DUI, I don't know if he's getting fired.
That's a good point.
Which I could have been hit by his car, by the way. I was literally in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho when he got the DUI.
I remember that. If there's faithful listeners, they'll remember that story too.
I was thinking about that. I would actually have been hilarious if I did get hit by the car.
Hilarious might be the wrong word. I would probably have a home in Florida. I would hope.
We'd be laughing about it right now.
No, I would be laughing, and I would hope I'd have a home in Florida. I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of yourself,
too.
Well,
let's put it this way. Us three and maybe the little one, if he's nice to me, would be sitting front row at WrestleMania in Minneapolis next year. And probably
Let's not jump the gun on that. I think there's rumors out there that aren't necessarily true, but we'll see.
I think that's a good cliffhanger to send us home on.
Okay, I will say one thing. The WWE, accident or no accident, it's brilliant what's going on.
They're absolutely cooking. Brilliant.
It's must-watch TV.
And I'm cooking right now.
What did you say, Sam?
I said it's must-watch TV, and then I said, and I smell.
Oh, my God.
Because I said they're cooking, you get it?
Yeah. And then we have a rock concert coming up.
Yeah.
Friday.
By the way, remember how I said just great teams in the NBA just do dumb things now?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City just lost to Indiana by 10 at home with their full complement of players. Like, teams just lose games they have no business losing. It's the NBA in 2024. It's just
That part is true. I mean, I cannot dispute that. I think the NBA season's too long, but that's true.
I think that's part of it. Like, this, every team at some point, they lose focus, they lose energy. Like, a couple guys get hurt at the wrong times, and
Oklahoma City doesn't have Jalen Williams, so I take a step back.
Yeah, I got my friend.
True. How long did they say how long he's out for?
Jalen Williams?
Correct.
He's questionable every game now, so he can be back anytime.
He DNP'd. He DNP'd today. Oh, by the way, saw Jalen Williams and thought he played, but then I'm realizing I'm seeing the other one.
It's the other Jalen. There are so many Jalen Williamses in basketball, if you include college. There's at least two more out there.
There's a lot.
Jalen Williams' brother, Cody Williams, for Colorado, he's going to be a top 10 pick. He could be number one overall.
He's even better.
By the way, before we go.
God, he looks just like him.
They are brothers.
Skinnier. A little skinnier, but.
Every NFL player, I'm sorry, every NBA player is day-to-day. But the way this league is.
That's true.
And this Matt Rempe guy from the Rangers, he's nuts. And not even that tough for being as big as he is.
No, he's just cheap.
Oh, my God. The door just opened into the house.
I was going to say, it sounded like a slot machine.
No, I wish. The door just opened. Thoughts on... I guess I can text you guys because it might take a while to get in.
And how long is it taking to get in?
Okay, hang on. Let me see. Will? Will? I don't know. That's a great question because they're not in yet. But hold everyone. This might be as fascinating as the time I went through the drive-thru at Taco
Bell. I don't know. That bar is pretty high.
What if this was just a prank and I hit the bun from California?
Oh, my God. You could have. Did you? Oh, wait. Hang on.
I just thought of that.
Will, did you stop at White Castle? You did not. Did you check your text? I'm on the air, by the way. We have a bet. Well, the answer is no. So I'm not sure who got the lower percentage.
I had a 25%.
Okay, so Drew won at 25%.
Tell Will I had more faith in him.
No, you don't have the text, Will.
Oh, okay.
Mom does, and Sam had more faith in both of you to actually bring me White Castle. All right, well, that's probably the best way to close the show. There's no more cliffhanger. This has been another edition of Apples to Apples, a very disappointing ending, because now I have to go out to White Castle because I'm starving. See everyone next week. Bye-bye. Brilliant ending to the show. And we fly just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose. We are family. Just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go